last savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is The Last Savior from IRIB English Radio. I'm Mustafa as your host, and with me is Brother Alavi in the studio. He has a PhD in philosophy and is an Islamic researcher. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
How are you doing?
Thank you very much, and thanks for inviting me to your show.
Thank you so much. In the last episode, we were discussing, I think for me, it was a very, it made me sort of want to be in the time when the Imam actually comes back, right? Now I really want to be in that time. We were discussing what are the characteristics of the Imam's government? What will it look like? And one of the things that we said is that reviving of the culture of the Quran, that will be widespread, that the Quran will be deep in our lives and we will be valuing it for what it is. What are some other characteristics that you can tell us about apart from is there other things that we should know about?
Definitely, if we search the narrations and hadith, or even the supplications that have come, we have received from the infallible imams, with regard to the Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and the awaited Imam, the last savior, we can find plenty of features of his government that I think we need to sit for hours and hours just to talk about the beauties of that government.
Right.
That, as you said, that it makes us thirsty of watching and seeing those
right.
beautiful scenes of his government. And after the revival of the culture of Quran, we have in a hadith that at the time of Imam, we shall face a sort of abundance in blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the earth and from the heaven.
Okay.
We mean that the earth will change into a better area for living because the earth will become fruitful for every kind of, let's say, plants. So Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says in this regard, إذا قام القائم عليه السلام حكم بالعدل وارتفع في أيامه الجور وآمنت به السبل وأخرجت الأرض بركاتها. That is, the earth will show its blessings to the inhabitants of the earth.
One thing I just want to add is that I think one of the things that we're seeing right now with the earth, it's being polluted, right?
Yeah.
With factories and cars and all. And this is this type of injustice, I think,
that
we're seeing being done against the earth, which is probably limiting the earth's potential.
Mm.
We can sort of even logically see that if this injustice were to be removed, the earth would probably give back abundance, right? That could be one way. And I will let you continue right after this short break.
Thank you.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old pain.
So we're back, and during the break, we continue discussing, even during the break, you know, this topic of what will the world look like? What will be the characteristics of the government of the Imam? And how you were saying there's going to be abundance of blessings from the earth and the sky. And my point was that, you know, I can even logically see that happening because maybe pollution and factories and all this stuff will go away. It will be that sort of environmental injustice that's being done, that will go away. And that makes sense. That will bring abundance to the world.
Very true. We have in a hadith one of the reasons that Allah's blessings actually become restricted to us and limited to us. This is due to the sins that we are committing, or the actions of ours rather than anything else. So it's quite famous that if we continue reciting lots of istighfar, that is just from the bottom of our heart, ask for repentance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we shall find the blessings that come to us. Materially and spiritually, you can practice it. Those who are in, for example, those who face poverty, when referred to, for example, a person I remember referred to the late Ayatollah Bajati, asked him that I'm suffering from poverty. He asked him to repeat lots of istighfar and to recite lots of istighfar in a day. I mean, I think that a number was said. I don't know if it was 1,000 or 40 consecutive days. Or the salawat that includes istighfar inside it. I mean, the salawat itself, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, includes istighfar inside it. So when you say istighfar, you repent towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the blessings of Allah will come to you. At the time of Imam, when, I mean, the committing of the sins is not going to, I don't want to say that people will not commit any sin anymore. Right. But at least there is stoppage for those who excessed or who had lots of tendency towards...
It's not going to be widespread corruption on a societal level. So
then the blessings of Allah will be in abundance for the people. The security comes to the roads, and then the earth will show its real capacity to the people and the inhabitants of the earth.
What we'll see is there will be like a marriage of spirituality but materialistic, right? Right there now, the world is like so purely materialistic. We're divorced from spirituality. We're seeing the imams here. When those two marry, there will be this amazing abundance of materialism as well as spirituality. Is that correct?
Very true.
Would that be a way to explain that?
Because one of the, even the characteristics of the government of Imam Mahdi al-Islam is the spread of spirituality among the people. And that was the, what you refer to is very true.
Okay. So two things that we've highlighted during the Imam's government. One would be the reviving of the culture of the Quran, and there will be abundance of blessings for humanity. Once we come back from the break, we'll continue with this discussion on what the characteristics of the Imam.
There are references to a person who will come as the savior of mankind.
I know he's one of the Ahl Bayt and the last one, and he's going to change the world.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
Okay, so we're back from the break, and we're discussing, you know, what the Imam's government, what the world will look like once the Imam is here. And you were going to tell us a few more details about that. Can you continue with that?
Yeah.
What else will be happening?
With regard to the abundance of blessings of the earth and heaven, I can refer to another narration from Imam Hassan alayhi salam, the second Imam, when he said that تُخْرِجُ الْأَرْضَ نَبَاتَهَا وَتُنْزِلُ السَّمَاءَ بَرَكَاتَهَا وَتُظْهِرُ اللَّهُ الْكُنُوزَ. That is, the earth will show its plants. I mean, the plants will come out of the earth, and also the blessings of sky and heaven will come to the people, to the inhabitants of the earth. And the treasuries will be disclosed to the people. Okay. Treasures of skies and treasures of heaven and the earth. So again, we have the same. We have a similar narration from Baqir alayhi salam. But the next distinguished characteristic of the government of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is the establishment of prayers. That is salat specifically. By prayers here, I mean not supplications. Prayers, that is salat, namaz.
The five times that we do prayer, five wajib prayers.
You might be asking, okay, we are praying every day. I mean, so what's the wrong with our prayers? Right. So we, alhamdulillah, we pray.
I mean, right now we have so many mosques.
Yeah,
right?
Too many people and all Muslim communities all around the world. Yeah. Almost 2 million Muslims are praying day and night.
Right.
So let's ask ourselves if our prayers, إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر. So if our prayers work properly, so why shouldn't we see the output and the result of it, that it prevents us from fahsha and munkar? That is, I mean...
So you're saying that prayer should be preventing evil acts and depravity and disobedience.
Yeah? But how come that all of us Muslims are watching whatever is happening in Gaza, in Palestine, and I mean, no one says anything. So it does it mean that our prayers are working properly, like what they have to? So it means that some part of it is missing. I mean, there is something wrong, but the prayer should be in the right, in the best, I mean, in the right sense.
Question would be, what's going to be the difference, though? Like, you're saying we're still praying, people are still going to be praying there. What's going to cause the difference for that evil not to occur again? That's not clear for me.
The difference is that when we pray and in this prayer, there is no sense of guardianship of imam. The sense of wilayah is actually in the prayers that people are praying.
The sense of guardianship
and the leadership of the Islamic Ummah. In the Islamic Ummah, there is a father, a guardian for the Islamic Ummah. Because in this kind of prayer, then the prayer makes sense. You see? So this sense has been inserted in the prayer in that time, and that's the result of it. We can say though
that for even now, if someone has that sense of guardianship and that sense of knowledge, they are able to attain that level of where in their own lives they're able to prevent evil acts. So you're saying that will be widespread.
That will get perfected at the time of Imam. مهديون في الأزمان شع ضياءه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ما ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه. We just have maybe just one or two more minutes for this episode. Is there any final thing that you would like to share with us, enlighten us what that amazing government will look like that I wish would start yesterday, you know? Look, again, we said that Imam Ali Salam will pay attention to the prayers, Salat. But we have in the supplications of Imam Hadi Ali Salam, we call him As-salamu alayka hina tusalli. That is...
What does that mean?
Peace be upon you at the time that you pray. So because he is, again, we talked about the name of Imam as he is Adl, he is just.
Yes.
I mean, As-salamu ala al-adl al-muntadhar, that is, peace be upon you, oh, the purified, the awaited justice. The awaited justice. So we see that Imam is that important that we call it, you are the sample, the symbol and the example of prayer. So with you, the prayer finds its meaning because you have been appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give meaning to this prayer. So if we see that whatever comes to us is due to your absence, the lack of you among our communities. So when you come and you give meaning to this prayer, so it means that we are waiting for the changes to happen. If we correct our prayer, brother, perform our prayer in the right way, we can find the result, as you said, even today.
Right.
We can find the output of these prayers and that can work properly for the sake of the Islamic Ummah first and for our personal affairs as well.
I think all the characteristics that we've discussed, we want to try and apply and implement them in our lives today.
Very true.
God knows better when the Imam will actually come. You know, it may not happen in our life.
Yeah.
We don't know. We hope that it happens tomorrow.
Before Imam comes, we have been told that in qubilat qubila ma sawa wa in ruddat rudda ma sawa, that if prayers have been accepted, all other actions are accepted. If prayers or salat have been rejected, all the other acts are rejected. So it means that even at this time, we have this ruling among ourselves and this belief and concept among ourselves. But we are waiting for a universality of this concept to happen.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I really enjoyed this discussion and I definitely learned so much from you. This was really an honor for me to be here and to be able to discuss with you. And, my desire for the Imam's arrival has increased tenfold, hundredfold after today's discussion. And I really pray that it happens soon. Thank you so much, dear listeners. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Where is the rising sun?